You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Indices again for a fifth straight session and Nifty is now just short of 10,900. These are the big stories we'll be talking about as we take an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Bulls began the week on a strong note with benchmarks closing near their high points. Buying was visible across all sectors with maximum gains visible among metals, energy and automobiles. The Sensex closed with gains of over 300 points while the Nifty fell just short of 10,900. At the close of market hours, the Sensex was up 307.14 points to close at 36,270.07 while Nifty was up 82.9 points at 10,888.4. About 1,400 shares have advanced against a decline of 1,192 shares, whereas 150 shares remained unchanged. Power Grid Corp, Tata Motors, HDFC, Coal India and Vedanta are the top gainers on the Sensex, while Kotak Mahindra Bank, Infosys, Bharti Airtel, Hero Motor Corp and L&T are among the major losers. Viral Belawala, CIO of SL Mutual Fund, said in a statement, and I quote, "Belying weak global cues, Indian markets continued their upward momentum with the stabilization of crude and rupee, providing more confidence to global investors. Markets continue to build in some loosening in monetary policy and measures to push rural spend," unquote. A quick look at some stocks that made all the news today. Share price of BGR Energy Systems rose 4% as the company secured an order worth 49.4 crore rupees. Share price of Security and Intelligence Services, that is SIS, rose 1% after the company acquired 51% stake in Unique Detective and Security Services. Share price of Glenmark Pharma added nearly 3% after US FDA gave a final approval for hydrocortisone valerate ointment USP. NTPC and Power Grid Corporation of India shares rallied more than 3.5% after global brokerage houses CLSA retained its bullish stance after new tariff norms. Wipro shares gained more than 2% after the company signed a strategic partnership with Saxo Bank. Cadila Healthcare shares added 2% after the US health regulator received approval for a drug that treats tapeworm infections. And finally, Datamatics Global Services shares rallied 6% after the company decided to demerge and separately list its subsidiary Lumina Datamatics. As usual, very quickly, a tour around the world. European stocks first. They've been trading lower amid escalating concerns of a sharp slowdown in global growth. The pan-European Stock 600 was down 0.25% at the time of my saying this. And meanwhile, in Asia, markets were mixed on the back of growth fears in the world's biggest economies. The Shanghai Composite rose 0.16% to close at around 2,597.97, while the Shenzhen Composite declined by 0.309% to end the trading day at about 1,323.31. Well, those were the big stories to have emerged out of the Lal Street today. We'll also be talking about two other big stories today. One of them is a year-end roundup of the terrible year that Facebook has had, and another one about macroeconomic data that have emerged over the course of the past week. We are hoping that you will catch those podcasts as well and read those stories as they appear on the website. If you like to read some text while also listening to the podcast, there's nothing better. You can also read the text while listening to us. Until the next time I see you, which is going to be in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down the Lal Street, as well as a podcast which gives you a few stocks to choose from. This is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.